Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very, very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, as we do every week, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And I see my cat right up here who may decide to join us for the video, but you know what? I meditate at home and I make these videos at home. And in our homes, if we're lucky, we have cats or dogs. It's just ordinary life and we can make it all a part of our meditation practice. So as you get settled on your seat, I want to share with you a little bit about a conversation I had the other day with someone very close to me who was about to go to a family gathering, a large family gathering. Some of you may be thinking about that with the holidays upon us. And they were not particularly thrilled about it because there are people in the family who fight, people in the family who annoy other people in the family who love each other. But my friend was particularly concerned about getting into a situation where there was going to be a lot of irritation, and he was not looking forward to hearing certain people talking about certain things. So I don't. The only suggestion I had was, how about this? When you are in a situation and you find yourself getting irritated, if you've ever heard of such a thing, because you know what, y'all, it's friggin' crazy out there right now, and there's a lot of chance to get irritated and worse, angry, frustrated, scared. And this suggestion is in no way meant to circumvent taking action to fight what you think is wrong, which we all must do. Rather, this suggestion is about a way you can sort of navigate situations on the spot. So all I could say to him was, well, when someone says something to you that you find very irritating, look at someone else in the room. And if it just happens to be the two of you, bring someone else to mind who you really love and care about. And instead of putting your attention on your irritation or anger, put your attention on wishing that person, the third person, well. Send them good juju. Wish them happiness. And again, this is not meant to stop us from taking action. And it's certainly not meant to say, oh, all the things that upset you, just think happy thoughts and everything will be fine. Because that, my friends, cuss word coming up, is bullshit. There are things that are upsetting that we should get upset about. But if we keep hurting ourselves by giving free rein to our anger, and if we find ourselves rubbed raw by the continual episodes of difficulty that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, then we will have no strength left to do what is right. So this is just a tiny little suggestion, and as a meditator, you will be very good at this because you know how to work with your mind. Instead of allowing your thoughts to go to what is your problem, you are the problem, shut up, whatever you might be thinking, note that, that's cool. And instead, or in addition, bring to mind someone who you care about, someone you love, someone you're concerned about, someone you admire. And instead of giving your energy to that irritation, give your energy to love. Give your energy to wishing that person well. For just a millisecond. And then jump back in the conversation. But again, this is just those moments where I can't take it anymore. Cool. Don't take it anymore. Let go. Turn to love. Express it in your heart. And notice if that feels any different. Or I think it will. So again, as meditators, we're good at this. If you've never meditated before, you're fixing to become good at it. Because we're going to sit right now for 10 minutes. So here we go. So to begin, establish a good posture. just the act of sitting up straight can return to us a sense of elegance and dignity and upliftedness. So just sit up straight. Let your hands rest on the legs, palms down, just above the knees, somewhere comfortable, where you don't feel like you're pulling yourself up or propping yourself up. They're just resting. You can let your hands become heavy. And let your whole bottom half become heavy. Give your weight to the cushion or chair. And just take a moment and recognize, here we are on planet Earth together. There's no place to get to because there is no other place as far as we know right now. It's just being here. So let there be a sense of rootedness on this good Earth that we care about so much. And let there be a sense from the waist up of rising, aspiring, reaching for goodness, the heavens, possibility, whatever word comes to your mind. So we're rooted in Earth and we're connected to possibility. That's pretty good. Same time, we're just sitting here, so it's not a big deal. Let the front body be very soft. Let your belly relax. I don't know about you, but especially when I'm in situations that scare me or anger me, my stomach goes, oh. Well, you don't have to do that right now. This is not scary or irritating. This is sweet. So let your belly relax. Let your shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, lips and teeth are slightly parted, which helps the jaw to relax. And let all the muscles of speaking just relax because you don't need them right now. The jaw, the tongue, the throat. Relax. And relax to the inclination to speak because you don't need that. That's a luxury. Enjoy it, please. Connect with your own inner silence, because actually there is no one in there talking when you take a close look. Let the brow relax. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. You've been breathing since the second you were born. You need no further instruction in how to do that. And in our practice, the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet, 1.5 meters, or wherever feels comfortable given the distance of your screen. And the reason the eyes are open, my friends, among other things, is because we're practicing being awake. And it's much easier to be awake when the eyes are open. So let the gaze be soft. And if you don't like this, try it anyway. See what happens. Let the eyes relax. Now feel your body breathing. Let your attention rest on the breath, which does not mean observe the breath. It means feel the breath. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. The next inhale will just happen on its own. You do not have to make any effort whatsoever. But begin again, resting with the in-breath, resting with the out-breath. Feels good. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, which is fine. There's no... you don't have to stop that or change that. At all. Just let your thoughts come and go. 90% of them will just come and go on their own. You don't have to intercede in any way. Imagine they're sort of like birds flying through the sky. But you're right here on Earth, connected to the breath, open eyes, seeing exactly where you are. And all this happens somewhere out here. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, you've forgotten that you're sitting here on the good earth, and you've gone off with your thoughts, fabulous, great, you just woke up and saw where your mind was. That's a big deal. The instruction is to let go of your thought. Don't push it away or shove it away. Just notice your thinking and then let go. Gently bring your attention back to the breath and kindly begin again, feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. That is all there is to it. And we will sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. I am so happy to practice with you. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. And I will see you next week with a suggestion for working with times where you just feel that everything is dark and you're not sure how to lift yourself up. So see you next week.